Just a couple of guys whose love for fantasy sports may exceed their love for real sports. This is Rothman and Ice.
All right, welcome back, Rothman and Ice. Russell Brown, our guy, national scout for CoverOne.net. He's got it all when it comes to the draft. Follow him on Twitter at RussNFLDraft. He's with us now on the Brian Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. Russell, good to have you.
It's good to be back, fellas. How we been? It's been a while.
Outstanding. Thank you for jumping in. I think the most intriguing part about this, if we kind of fast forward, we know Jacksonville's not going to need a quarterback. We're not really sure where Detroit's going to be, but we assume they won't. You start talking about first team available needing a quarterback. If Deshaun gets traded, you got to think Houston's in the market for a QB. And before the season was all about Spencer Rattler, and now he's a backup. Where are you on the quarterbacks going into 2022, and who's going to be the top one?
It's definitely a little shaky with these quarterbacks in this year's draft, I'll be honest. Sam Howell has stretches of where he looks like maybe a little version of Baker Mayfield, but then you get to the start of the year, and I just can't look past that game against Virginia Tech where he was incredibly inaccurate, made poor decisions. Then you look just over the stretch, there's a lot of throws in there where he's inaccurate and there's poor decision making. So I'm really on the fence with him. Spencer Rattler, I think there's a lot of good within his game, a lot mechanically that is there. You just have to fix and tweak some things, and I think he can be good. So the QB1 potential is there. If we're talking about potential, Spencer Rattler has all of that potential. But right now, the two guys that have really caught my eye, Malik Willis out of Liberty and then Matt Corral out of Ole Miss. I'll start with Corral for the simple fact that he has really done a great job just, one, getting better, but two, limiting the turnovers. Last year against Arkansas, he had 6 interceptions in that game alone. Here this year, no interceptions yet across the board. He's got 12 touchdowns, almost 1,500 yards passing. So he's looked really good overall. I think he's comfortable in that offense. I like that there's a lot of things that he can do within that offense, from the RPO stuff to actually just taking the ball and running it himself, handing it off, or in the quick passing game. But he can also unload. So he's got the ability to throw the ball deep. As for Malik Willis, you have to love his overall athleticism. We see it with guys like Kyler Murray, Russell Wilson on a weekly basis. Malik Willis will provide that for you, especially in the red zone. You love guys that have that asset with their feet to be able to project touchdowns in those scoring chances into touchdowns in the red zone. Malik Willis has that. He can provide that. He doesn't throw with a lot of touch. He throws a lot of fastballs, but at the same time, there's a lot of intrigue. I mean, he was at Auburn at one time. So for any college football fan or draft fan out there, spare me on the, well, he only plays at Liberty conversation. It's more so Gus Malzahn made the wrong move with Bo Nix over Malik Willis. So really, Willis and Corral are the two that I'm really intrigued with the most. I think that they've got a lot of potential to potentially be top 10, top 15 locks by the time we get into the draft. Spencer Rattler, you're drafting off of potential. And then really with Sam Howell, it's where does he fit, and can a team develop him into what you want him to be? There's a lot of potential there as well. But again, you've got so many inconsistencies within his game that Sam Howell struggles a little bit. So I'm very shaky with the quarterback group. But again, those two names that I mentioned are the ones I like the most.
All right. And I love the breakdown of those guys. But as the president, Russell, of the Desmond Ridder fan club, it kind of hurts me a little bit to not hear him in your top two right now. I've been high on this guy for the last couple of years. Talk to us about what you've seen from him this year on film and watching these games, and why you think maybe right now he's not deserving to be in those top two slots for you.
Well, he's certainly deserving. I mean, I could go on a tangent on him and Kenny Pickett as well, but I wanted to kind of sum up my answer. I try to, you know, with time. I know we're kind of always pressed against time at times, so I didn't want to spend too much time talking about those four specific quarterbacks. But yes, with Desmond Ridder, there's a lot to like. I'm with you. I'm in the fan club. I think there's a lot of potential with him as well, and I think he could get into the conversation as being that potential sleeper of the quarterback group, and maybe he turns some heads and ends up being drafted a lot higher than anybody projects, right? So he doesn't turn the football over a lot. He brings mobility into the game, kind of like Matt Corral. Runs a similar offense. They like to run a lot of zone read and RPO concepts for the quarterback to make decisions, and he does a good job making those decisions. He's also, I think, got the ability to throw the ball deep down the field consistently, and I think he shows that consistently on tape. So with Desmond Ridder, I really like his overall skill set. I think the one thing that maybe holds him back compared to some others is, I know I mentioned Malik Willis against Liberty. That could be something that somebody else looks at and says, well, he's playing, you know, this weekend he's playing Central Florida. He's not necessarily playing the Auburns and the LSUs of the world, but at the same time, neither is Malik Willis. So I want everybody to spare me that conversation. And then just for Kenny Pickett out of Pitt, I mean, this guy has not turned the football over hardly at all. I think one interception on the year. He's a great decision maker. He is really just comfortable standing tall in the pocket and making the right throws and the right reads. So Kenny Pickett could be drafted a lot higher than maybe anybody thought he would be going into this season. I think a lot of people said, hey, there's top 50, top 100 potential. Now you're looking at him and saying, hey, this guy's got the potential to be a first-round quarterback with the way this is shaking out at the top of the draft. So no doubt about it, Ridder, Pickett, these guys could really maybe go 1-2 when it's all said and done if they continue to stretch this season into the good stuff that they're doing.
All right, Russ, in our final minute, let me ask you about two guys running neck and neck here at Ohio State, and that's Garrett Wilson and Chris Olave. Olave could have gone last year, didn't, came back. Seven Banks has been inconsistent as far as being able to make an impact so far this year. If you had to guess, who would be the first Buckeye name we hear next year? Who is it?
Well, I'm a big fan of Chris Olave, so that would be the guy I go with just because his route running ability and just how natural it all looks. I get those glimpses of Terry McLaurin with him at times. I think if he gets an opportunity to maybe participate in the Shrine Bowl or the Senior Bowl and really put on a clinic of route running during the week of practice and during games, I think Chris Olave can really stand out compared to Garrett Wilson. I think maybe off of a potential, maybe big play capability, Garrett Wilson might pique the interest of some other people across the league just because it seems like this guy can run deep down the field. He can outrun defensive backs, and he is consistent at all three levels of the field. But for me personally, I'm going with Chris Olave. I think he is the most consistent receiver of the two, and I think just the route running ability is what separates him the most between Garrett Wilson and Olave.
He's our guy, Russell Brown, cover1.net. He's all over the draft and will be our guy. It's usually 12 months a year we talk about this. So glad to have you on to update it, Russ. Have a good one, man. Enjoy the rest of the year.
Absolutely. You guys do the same. We'll talk to you.